This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. We begin our Friday with Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics. He joins us from his office in Fort Smith. A pleasant June 30th to you, sir.
Yes, a pleasant, wet and stormy June 30th.
Well, yes. There is something in Fort Smith, we've talked about it before, called the Arkansas Colleges for Health Education. That plural with college is important, especially now more than ever.
Yes, and comes with a great financial benefit for the Fort Smith metro area. They announced earlier this week, Tuesday, that they'd received a $15 million anonymous gift. And that place is amazing for receiving anonymous gifts. They've mastered that in the last few years. But they will build a new College of Health Sciences in which will educate for, you know, what they call therapeutic doctoral degrees, physician's assistants, and other what you might say are ancillary jobs around what a physician does in the hospital. And anyone that is keeping up with the medical industry knows that the demand for those jobs is just as huge, if not more so, than for physicians. Those shortages in nursing, shortages in other specialties are going to be a problem for the healthcare industry if they don't resolve it in the next few years. And so this is what this college is attempting to do.
Well, I'll be talking with Kyle Parker, the president and CEO of ACHE, later on the show. And yeah, you get a feeling that there's a lot more about to happen. I'm wondering if I'm beginning to get into the Talk Business and Politics headline writers' heads, because now they're just answering my questions on some stories before I even get to ask them. I'll read this one. Fort Smith sales tax revenues up almost 10% for May, comma, too early to tell if there's a trend. Because that's what I want to ask. Is this a trend?
Well, there you go. Next story. What do you want
right,
to talk about?
Right.
Answering that. You know, look, this is a very sensitive topic, you know, because the sales tax revenue in Fort Smith, unfortunately, has not been as robust as it has in other like cities like in Northwest Arkansas, even Jonesboro in Northeast Arkansas, and some of the communities around Central Arkansas. And at the same time, the city has struggled with some serious budget issues. You know, their fire and police pension, they've not been able to give their employees a raise in a couple of years. They've got that little $480 million consent order to deal with to fix the sewer system. But a city sales tax revenue in May was $3.4 million. That's up, it was up over 8% compared to May. And to date, though, city sales tax revenue is up just a little under 3%. But it's over their budget estimate. So far, so good. Now, the May report reflects March transactions. So we're really, Kyle, just 3 months into the year in terms of, you know, actual month-to-month reporting. But, you know, it's one of those so far, so good. And the other thing that we measure, that we like to keep, that we think sales tax tells us is consumer confidence. So maybe this is a sign that the folks in the Fort Smith metro area are becoming a little bit more confident in the regional economy.
Let me go to some other numbers. Between May 2016 and May 2017, in Northwest Arkansas, 12,211 jobs were created or became new. I'm not the best at math, but 12,000 divided by 12 months means about 1,000 jobs a month on average.
Yeah, that's just stupid. You know, and look, they've had these numbers before, and I will watch because the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, where we get these numbers, they will revise these. They revise federal, state, and metro numbers frequently, and so I will wait for them to revise it. And when they do, Kyle, there's not much of a difference, you know, because I keep thinking, well, there may have been one or two reports or one or two survey results that, you know, may have messed up their formula. But I guarantee you this 12,000 will, if they do adjust it and it goes down, it won't go down by more than, you know, 5 or 10%. So yeah, that's incredible. It's, and if to put that even in more perspective, there were, let me find the number. There was just, there were a little over, I think, 3,500 jobs created in the much larger Central Arkansas metro during that same period. But look, this is just a sign of what we're seeing. And really, Kyle, where the growth is coming from is from four primary areas in Northwest Arkansas. The biggest growth is coming from professional and business services, which is everything from attorneys to janitors. I mean, that's a broad sector. And then you have trade, transportation, and utilities, which is somewhat broad, but it's a little bit more defined, and they've had significant job growth. And the other area where they've really had strong job growth, for example, in the last 10 years, the leisure and hospitality sector, tourism sector, has added over 7,700 jobs. It's up 41%. So that tells you also about what's going on with folks who are trying to create, you know, the cultural amenities there in Northwest Arkansas.
Well, we assume that in the near future and further out, there will be new jobs created around medical marijuana in Arkansas. And there was a report on Talk Business and Politics website at talkbusiness.net this week that a D.C.-based analytical firm, New Frontier Data, says by 2025, we're talking about $65, $66 million a year.
Yep.
In revenue.
Yeah, $65 million. And look, I've looked at some other reports and some other histories. Frankly, I think that $67 million is very conservative. I would almost go out on a limb here and peg it to be closer to $100 million by 2025, because I don't think. Look, we underestimated in Arkansas the voter support in a very conservative state. We underestimated the voter support. Remember that passed like about 53-54% of the vote, which I just still that is. In conservative Arkansas, to believe that many people are going to support legalizing medical marijuana, that was just an amazing outcome. And I think we're going to see some of the same thing in response to the number of folks who want a medical marijuana card, for example. And so I think that's going to drive demand more for the medical marijuana product. But, you know, look, other states that are in this medical marijuana, it's going to be a huge industry, and they're projecting it'll grow nationwide for medical marijuana from $4.7 billion last year to around $13.2 billion in 2025. I mean, that's an incredible growth rate. And, you know, the only danger I see to this is that I got to be kind about it. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, you know, he is still one of those old school. He doesn't understand, you know, he still ties medical marijuana to, you know, communist and other subversives. You know, that's what he thinks it's for. And, you know, the same rules that he doesn't think should apply to opioids and other things that truly do get people addicted and kill them. He thinks those are less dangerous than marijuana. So he's going to be the biggest threat. The Trump administration is going to be the biggest threat to this industry nationwide.
Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read more about these stories and many others around the clock at talkbusiness.net. Michael, thank you very much.